And on that night, now, as a fully accredited soldier of the IRA, I felt that I was but following in the family tradition. As my two uncles, Dinny and Ned Shanahan, were leaders of the famous Castleisland Moonlighters of an earlier generation, and had to flee the country as a result of their fight against British landlordism. Their story always stirred my imagination as a youngster, so I expect this was one reason for my happiness on that night, to feel that I was following in their footsteps. Uncle Dinny immigrated to Australia, where he became chief of police in Brisbane, and Uncle Ned to the USA and qualified as a medical doctor. And the oath that I accepted that night so willingly helped me in those years ahead that were then shrouded in the mists of the future. It sang a song inside me and helped me to accept everything the enemy could hand out. Death, imprisonment, or hardships. And when any of our comrades were killed, it helped to sustain us. We lived with it day and night, and as far as I was concerned, it was the be-all and end-all of my life at that time. But then came that cruel and awful civil war, when all the might of Episcopal authority, backed up by the Free State Army, and all those people who desired peace at any price. It was then that the real test came. We were refused the sacraments and Christian burial, and many of our comrades were brought, for better or worse. Only God knows the answer.